hung up. The catcher, Donovan, gives the third baseman Frias. Frias running at Susak. Did he tag him? Yes, he caught him on the back right before Daniel Susak could dash across home. The other runners move up. Armenteros takes third, and Johnny Butler moves up to second. And the Lugnuts, in essence, exchange runners at first and third, nobody out, to runners at second and third, and one out. And not only that, the Lugnuts trade the slowest runner who was on the bases in Susak for two speedier runners. With that, Omir Santos is going to make the move. Call to the bullpen here for Lake County. So, while you necessarily wouldn't want Daniel Susak to break for home, I think if you give Craig Conklin the choice, do you want Daniel Susak at third base and Lázaro Armenteros at second, or Armenteros at third and Johnny Butler at second base? I think without a doubt he would say, give me Butler at second and Armenteros at third. Josh Wolf off the mound, new pitcher into the ballgame for the team in the home white pants and the light blue jersey shirts. Lake County hanging on for dear life at the top of the sixth inning. I believe that this is Sergio Murillo. It is big ol' number 45, 6'3", 190 pounds. Murillo out of La Vega, Dominican Republic, signed by the Guardians 6 years ago, June 13th, 2017. Little bit of housekeeping, sure. Instead of house cleaning, housekeeping. Lázaro Armenteros did reach on a throwing error. They went down E5. Daniel Susak heading over to third base from first base on the fielder's choice by Armenteros. After Susak, the leadoff walk, and then Butler a moment ago, the fielder's choice. That moves Armenteros over to third, and it ends up going pitcher to catcher to third baseman, 1-2-5, tagging out Daniel Susak at home. Junior Perez will be the batter. Right-hander Sergio Murillo against Perez. Only one man out, top of the sixth inning. At the very least, Junior Perez is under the mandate, get that runner from third base in. Don't chase, don't expand, first base is open. So Murillo does not have to throw him a strike. But the Lugnuts are down 2-1. Runners are at second and third. Infield in partway. The pitch. Buried down and away. One ball, no strikes. Perez is struck out looking, and he has drawn a walk. He's been patient so far. Murillo kicks and deals. Fouled straight back. Not patient there. Attacking. And he nearly got it. Just a little bit off. No batting gloves for Perez. The pitch. The breaking ball hit in the air to left field. Isaiah Green backs up, reaches up to make the catch in front of the track. The tag at third by Armenteros. He jogs in. Butler stays at second. A sack fly for Perez, who gets the job done. Tie game 2-2. That is the first RBI of the year for Junior. And Lázaro Armenteros has scored both of the Lugnuts' runs. Now with two away and Butler at second base, the batter A. Rebiel Anjales grounds the first pitch he sees. Foul wide of first. Oh, man. Inside-out swing and looking to punch himself a base hit with Bartlett at first playing way off the line. It's a perfect bit of thinking and strategic bat work if he could have just kept it fair by another couple of feet. That first base side is wide open for him. 0-1. That's hit in the air, left field. Now Green started back. He comes in with plenty of time to make the catch. and the Lugnuts go down without a base hit in the top of the sixth inning. But there was an error and a leadoff walk and a run that scored to tie the game. Butler left in scoring position. It's 2-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, game one from Lake County.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Tie game 2-2. Go to the bottom of the sixth inning from Classic Park. Now, if Lake County takes the lead here, they'll be 3 outs away from a game one victory and a second straight win over the Lugnuts. The bottom of the sixth inning will see the captains Green, Bartlett, and Donovan coming up to home plate, and a new man to oppose them, the right-hander Brock Whittlesey, the side armor, lets it fly. First offering, line to left field, and that's right there for Lázaro Armenteros. One pitch, one down. Isaiah Green dispatched. I was gratified to hear, listening to Nathaniel Stoltz's podcast, talking about the players who stood out to him on the young season from Lansing and Stockton. He shouted at Whittlesey. And he also said, Whittlesey, really, it's not as much sidearm as it is a low three-quarter. Yes, but it's lower than it was. Whittlesey throws to Will Bartlett. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Just a fascinating analysis that Nathaniel gave on Whittlesey, the New Mexico State free agent, in his third year with the Lugnuts. He throws. Down and away. Ball and a strike on Bartlett. Righty-righty. Bartlett, the first baseman and number 6 hitter for the captains, has struck out and grounded to second. He's had a hard time this year, but he has a lot of power. Whittlesey delivers. Off the outside corner, ball 2. I agree with Nathaniel, number 1. Brock Whittlesey, it's not quite a true sidearm, but he's lowered the arm angle. It's the low three quarters. And I really enjoyed Nathaniel with the point that he made on Brock. The pitch, check swing on the slider away, went too far, strike 2. Nathaniel said this is the exact kind of guy that will Gil Patterson in charge of pitchers in the minor leagues. And you think about the organization as a whole, they might want to try something with. They might want to take a risk with in terms of doing something like lowering the arm angle. 2-2. Fastball called strike 3. Down goes Bartlett. He got taken by surprise and punched out. Whittlesey in the past, as Nathaniel observed, everything had been fairly straight. Straight fastball, complemented by a changeup and a slider. Lower that arm angle, and suddenly his pitches gain a lot more movement, especially a two-seamer. Those to Joe Donovan. Inside. And you discomfort these right-handed batters. Donovan is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. 2 outs, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth. Whittlesey looks for a perfect frame in a tie game. Deals. Ground ball foul left side. I encourage you to seek out Nathaniel's podcast, some excessive prospect analysis, especially considering the excessive analysis that he went into. I won't say excessive. The astute analysis he went into on the Lugnuts. Foul back into the screen. Not just Whittlesey, Blake Beers, whom I had the chance to talk with earlier today and let him know, hey, expecting a big season out of you with the adjustments that you've made. Give me a big smile. Yoelvis Del Rosario, today's starting pitcher, Christian Fernandez, and Sunday's starter, the electric Jack Perkins. Give it a listen, especially a couple of pitchers for Stockton. We could see them later this year. 1-2. Hit in the air out to right center field and hit well. Junior Perez is on the run. Can he get there? Yes, he can. Approaching the warning track and the wall in deepest right center. The side retired. The inning is over. Little C goes 1-2-3 through the 5-6-7 hitters. Let's go to the seventh and what's scheduled for the final inning here in game one. The Lugnuts and the Captains tied up 2-2.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lake County's offense, so spirited early, has been put to bed by Yoelvis Del Rosario and then Brock Whittlesey. No hits for the captain since the second inning. Coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, Lake County has not scored since the second, and the Lugnuts have tied up the game 2-2. Two runs, two hits for the Lugnuts. Two runs, six hits, two costly errors for Lake County. And as we move to the seventh inning, and seven-inning game one of this doubleheader, the Lugnuts will send up 9-1-2, Campos, Trenkel, and Winkler. And Lansing looks for the tie-breaking run. Alexander Campos takes a ball low and in. Campos is 0-2. Strikeout on a ground out to third. Righty-righty. Opposing Sergio Murillo lets it fly. Breaks it to the outside corner. And there's a strike called. After Campos, Trenkel, Winkler, and if anybody makes it on, Muncy and Susak. The pitch. Just a little low. Campos is in the driver's seat. Two balls, one strike. First baseman Bartlett way off the line. Campos takes a fastball outside, and that's ball three. Another game still to come today. Mitch Myers will get the ball for the Nuts. The pitch. Strike two called at the letters, outside corner. Fastball caught a healthy chunk of the zone. Murillo came out of the bullpen to relieve Josh Wolf last inning. Allowed the game-tying sack fly to Perez. Payoff. Outside ball four. Leadoff walk in the seventh. This has just not been the sort of baseball that a purist would appreciate. Let's say if you're somebody who likes their baseball clean, if you're watching Lake County, it has been highly skillful, limiting the Lugnuts in hits. Only four yesterday, only two so far today. But another walk to go along with the defensive sloppiness. Caden Trenkel, the batter, hitting left, takes ball one. That floated well outside. The Lugnuts have drawn walks in all but one inning so far. And you can say it was the leadoff walk last inning that led to the game-tying run. 1-0. Trenkel swings late, missed the fastball. Trenkel is grounded to second, fly to center. He drew a leadoff walk in the fifth inning. but he was erased on a Jack Winkler double play. 2-2 in the seventh. Short lead for Campos. Pickoff, though, anyway. He went back in. He didn't have too far to go, but he belly flopped through the dirt. His hand reaching to the base went right through the dirt, and there's just dirt everywhere now. 1-1. Trenkel whacks it foul to the left side. He really could have, if he wanted to, just walked back into first base. But as it was, he took the dirtiest route possible, did Alex Campos. All the while, first baseman Bartlett ignored him. Alex stretching out his lead at first, about 2.5 steps or so. A 1-2 pitch. Trenkel takes, called strike three. Murillo dropped to the breaking ball and froze him. First out of the seventh. Bring up Jack Winkler, 0-2 with a walk, a ground out to third, and the double play grounder 2 innings ago. Lansing and Lake County tied at 2. The pitch, fastball up and in. Lake County starter Will Dion, 3 2/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. 1-0 from Murillo. Winkler swings and misses the fastball. Strike 1. Dion was relieved by Josh Wolf. Wolf went 1 2/3. Also 1 hit allowed, also 1 run allowed. It was unearned. He walked 3, didn't strike out a batter. And now Murillo fires. Slider low. Sergio Murillo last year started it in the Arizona League for the Guardians. 3 appearances, 1 start, 5 2/3, then moved up to Lynchburg for 21 2/3. Deals. Pop foul, back and out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Winkler. Now, the first time that Murillo had pitched in Lynchburg, he was a starter back in 2021. And after the pandemic, last year he converted to relieving. Winkler fouls off a breaking ball into the netting on the right side. Now, Murillo so far this year, before this appearance, he had been ineffective. 3 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, 1 home run. He's looked good so far against Lansing. A walk and a strikeout to open up the seventh, tie game. He throws to Winkler. Breaking ball low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 23-year-old Murillo against Jack Winkler, 23 as well, out of Littleton, Colorado. The pitch, low for ball 4. I should say the 24-year-old Winkler draws the walk from Murillo. And so walk sandwiched around the strikeout of Trenkel. Now you've got runners at first and second with the tie-breaking run in scoring position for Max Muncy. And it's Winkler's second walk of the game. What a patient game for Winkler and all of these Lugnuts. They have worked 7 walks. Righty-righty, 2-2. The pitch, Muncy takes. Strike called across the inside corner. Max is 0-3. 2 ground outs and a strikeout. High set. The pitch, the slider for a called strike 2. Daniel Susak is waiting on deck. What a chance this is for the Lugnuts. Looking for their third run. Looking for their third hit. The pitch. Muncy hits it in the air out to right. And shallow. Second baseman Cairo goes out. He's under. He makes the catch. The umpires did not signal for the infield fly. The home plate umpire, Rodriguez, did. The bases umpire, Cross, did not. In the end, second baseman Cairo made a relatively difficult staggering catch in shallow right. Muncy is out number 2. So Winkler stuck at first, Campo stuck at second. And it's up to Daniel Susak. Let's call it an infield fly in the end. I saw Rodriguez, the home plate umpire, at the last second. Righty-righty, the pitch to Susak. Slider low. we still have not yet truly seen Muncy catch fire again the way he opened up the season. Zusak has had his moments. The pitch. Bouncing ball hit toward third. Frias comes in, waits on a better hop, fires to first. The stretch by Bartlett. The side retired. The Lugnuts do nothing with the two walks and leave two runners on. We're going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lake County walked off last night. With a run, they'll walk off again here in game one. Stay tuned. 2-2 game.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brock Whittlesey remains in. Going to the bottom of the seventh. A 2-2 game, Lugnuts and Captains. Diane Frias, Christian Cairo. And top of the order for the Caps, Juan Brito. Challenge the bearded Lugnuts right-hander. A man perhaps with the finest beard in all of the Midwest League. A special hello to Alon back in Lansing. As Diane Frias leads things off. Hello, Alon. Hello, Christy. Frias takes ball outside. And you, wherever you're tuned into Lugnuts Baseball, glad to have you alongside of me. We've got another game to go after this one concludes. Whittle sees ball one pitch. Frias cues it foul, left side. Ball at a strike. But the Lugnuts are not so eager to have game one come to a conclusion. Switch hitting Frias, batting left. Whittlesey to the plate. Slider hit out in the air, left center field and medium depth. In fact, Armenteros trots forward to make the catch. One down, just off the end of the bat. Christian Cairo is the number 9 hitter. A fourth rounder. First pitch. Front door breaking ball for a called strike one from Whittlesey. Cairo's walked and grounded into a fielder's choice. And 0-1. Trying for that inside corner again. Just missed. One ball, one strike on a man who wears number 11. Christian Cairo. Batting in front of Juan Brito in a 2-2 game, bottom of the seventh. Here it comes. Grounded to the right side, base hit right field. First hit for the captain since all the way back in the second inning. Caden Schenkel gets it in. A one-out single for Cairo. That snaps an 0-for-14 showing. Plus a walk, since Yordiez Valdez is single back in the second. Cairo, the potential game-winning run, on at first, one out. Juan Brito takes ball one outside. Brito 2-for-3, grounded into a double play his last time. The pitch, Whittlesey hits the outside corner. Strike called. Brito, four hits in the first two games of this series. Whittlesey sets those to first. And no tag applied on Cairo. Dove back into the base. Each team is warming up a pitcher in the bullpen. John Beller warming up for the Lugnuts, the lefty from USC. Whittlesey with the 1-1. Here it comes. That shot to the right side, and between the legs of the leaping Cairo, a base hit. Because Cairo stopped to dodge it, he stopped at second. Strong throw in from Trinkle. Third hit of the day for Brito, again a single. Now they're runners at first and second with one out for Yordis Valdez. Eight hits in the game for Lake County. They are all singles. Double play ball sends us to the eighth. Pitching coach Don Schulze is heading out there. A base hit likely by Valdez would end the game and win it for Lake County. For Brock Whittlesey, a 1-2-3 sixth inning, a line out, a strike out, a fly out. And the seventh inning, the fly out, and then the back-to-back singles. What gives me pause there is the outs in the air against Whittlesey. You would love those to be outs on the ground. We've been seeing lift instead. Mound meeting adjourns. Schulze back to the third baseline dugout. Yordis Valdez steps in. Here we go. The pitch. Valdez takes ball one, low and away. The game-winning run, Christian Cairo leading away from second. Juan Brito from first, one out. The pitch. Whittlesey misses outside. Let's go, Captain. Yesterday, it was Isaiah Green beating Kumar Nambiar in the bottom of the ninth. 2-0 from Whittlesey. Ground ball left side. Max Muncy over. A backhand stop. Throws it to third base. And they force at the lead runner. Christian Cairo forced 6-5 as the grounder by Valdez led Muncy directly toward third base. Valdez now on at first. Juan Brito up to second. Two down. Batter Joe Lampe, but before he can step in, Greg Conklin's making the move to the pen. The left-hander is ready, and we are going to see John Beller right now. So Brock Whittlesey coming out. Whittlesey a moment ago, though, he got that ground ball. Max Muncy was in the vicinity. So for Brock, whose line is not yet to complete, 1 2/3 innings. One strikeout, two hits. No walks. We'll see if any runs are put in his ledger. And it's going to be all about John Beller. Beller out of Hermosa Beach, California, 24 years young. Signed as a minor league free agent by the Oakland Athletics on April the 7th, not yet 2 weeks ago. Beller last year had been a member of the St. Louis Cardinals organization, pitching for the Peoria Chiefs in this Midwest League, and then moving up to AA Springfield, struggled with his command, was given his release at the end of spring training, late March. And then the A's inked him to the deal, and here he is. This is his second appearance as a member of the Lugnuts. His first one was on Sunday. The first batter that he faced was Danny Cerretti, and Cerretti homered to straightaway center field against him. But then after that, Beller struck out Dylan Paulson, and then after that, there was a rain delay. And after that, when the delay ended, 80 minutes later, Beller was out and Luke Anderson was in. So two batters, one homer, one strikeout in his Lugnuts debut. The Lugnuts starting pitcher in this game, Yoel Vistel Rosario, just to give you his final line. He went 5 innings, 6 hits and 2 runs, 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. And I tell you what, based on how raggedly Del Rosario started up the game, he settled in nicely. Here comes Beller, and here comes Joe Lampe to oppose. Out of NC State, the third rounder from last year, and a fellow Californian out of Petaluma. Beller stretches up, his arms over his head. Lefty, lefty. 2-2. First pitch fouled back to the screen. Sean Beller against left-handed hitters with Peoria last year limited them to a 129 batting average. 129. Then again, right-handers hit just 172. The difficulty was always his command. Very difficult to hit. That was the 0-1. Line drive, right side, pass down to Jalais, base hit right center field. Around third base comes Brito. Throw to the plate by Junior Perez, offline and late. Brito scores, and Lake County walks off for a second consecutive game in this series. The Captains win 3-2 on the RBI single by Joe Lampe. The run charge to Brock Whittlesey. Lake County's record improves to 7-4, and the Lugnuts fall to 6-5. And now the two managers immediately meet at home plate with the umpires to discuss when we are going to start up game two. Right now it's 6:37 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see if they give it 30 minutes. Well, let's see if they want to give it a little bit longer than that. If they say 7:05 p.m., they want to say 7:07. They want to take it a little bit longer. They've now told a member of the Lake County Captain's staff. But here's what happened. Lake County defeats Lansing in game one of today's doubleheader. Final score, 3-2. 2 runs on 2 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts. 3 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors for Lake County. The line drive by Joe Lampe to the right of second baseman A. Rubiel Angeles, arranged far to his right, but he couldn't get there. Into right center field, it traveled. Juan Brito came around. Junior Perez's throw to home plate came in too late. And just like yesterday when Isaiah Green walked off the Lugnuts, it's another game winner for the hometown squad at Classic Park. These have been two very tight games, despite the Lugnuts getting out hit 16-4 yesterday and 9-2 in game one today. 7:20 first pitch of the second game of this doubleheader. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to stop this online stream. We are all going to take a break. No interviews to listen to, nothing like that. And I'll come back on these airwaves at 7:10 to get you all set for some more Lugnuts baseball. Captains 3, Lugnuts 2, your final score here in game one. Another one coming. Mitch Myers will get the ball for the nightcap. I'll meet you at 7:10.
Do it.
Way to go, Steve. By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
and I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hello and welcome back into Lansing, or I should say Lake County at Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Hello and welcome back into East Lake, Ohio. Classic Park. Game two of today's doubleheader, the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains, coming up shortly. And so let me share with you the starting lineups for this game two. Let's begin with the Lansing Lugnuts. The Lugnuts will start Caden Trinkle in left field batting first. Batting second in the order, it's Jack Winkler, the starting third baseman. Max Muncy at shortstop bats third. Batting fourth, doing the DHing, it's Daniel Susak. Hitting fifth, Johnny Butler in right field. Batting sixth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Hitting seventh, the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. Batting eighth, in center field, it's Junior Perez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, Josh Juan Wright, the second baseman. They support the right-hander, Mitch Myers, out of Lynette, Alabama. 12th round selection 2 years ago out of Pitt. He'll take on this Lake County Captains starting lineup. Lake County will lead off with their second baseman, Juan Brito. Batting second, the shortstop. And that's Yordis Valdez. I wonder, how much should I just let them introduce? There's Juan Brito leading off. Yordis Valdez, the shortstop, batting second. The walk-off winner of Game 1, Joe Lampe, hits third, DHs. Right fielder Jorge Burgos hits cleanup. The walk-off winner from last night, Isaiah Green, starting in center field, batting fifth. Junior Sankatine, the first baseman, bat sixth. Victor Planchard is the catcher, batting seventh. The left fielder, Cesar Edrogo, hits eighth. And Diane Frias, the strong-arm third baseman, rounds off the order, batting ninth. And there you go, Trenton Denholm is their starting pitcher. So Brito, Valdez, Lampe, Burgos, Queen, Sankatine, Planchard, Edrogo, and Frias in support of Denholm for these Lake County Captains who've won the first two games of this series. But the Lugnuts, they've won three. Actually, they've won four in a row. They won three at Great Lakes, and then they took the opener of the series at home against West Michigan. Then they lost three in a row. Then they won two in a row. And now they've lost two in a row. They're about to do the ceremonial first pitch down below. We'll step aside, come right back, have the national anthem, I anticipate, as we get you all set for game two.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
There's always the question, when there's a doubleheader, does a team change its uniforms? The Lugnuts wearing their road blacks for game one. They are staying with their road blacks for game two. Meanwhile, the Lake County Captains did change. They wore their light baby blue shirts for game one. They're wearing their home white uniforms here for game two. It is just about time to send it down to the field for our national anthem. There's a crowd of folks wearing red, white, and blue that have arced on the home plate area, just below the plate and in front of the warning track. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Our umpires, Michael Cross, is behind home plate in charge of determining balls and strikes. Guillermo Rodriguez is our bases umpire. And it's those two men who stand at home plate facing one another. They are wearing their blacks. Beautiful evening stretching onward in East Lake, Ohio. Little Boston plays us in. Mitch Myers warms up in the Lugnuts pen up the left side. Meanwhile, a couple last warm-up pitches for the Lake County Captains starting pitcher, Trenton Denholm. He's out of El Dorado Hills, California. A 14th rounder 2 years ago by the Cleveland Guardians. He is 23 years of age. Denholm first, and then I'll turn my attention to Mitch Myers. Trenton Denholm is quite a name. He was an anteater out of UC Irvine, the 426th pick back in 1999. Trenton Kiyoshi Denholm. Denholm last year, a member of the Lynchburg Hillcats. From opening day all the way up until July the 22nd, when he was placed on the injured list. Now here he is this year, in his first year in the Midwest League. Denholm getting the start. This is his second start of the season, his first one. He struck out three, walked one while allowing only one run in five innings. Now, the one run that he allowed, it was a home run. Came on April the 13th at Fort Wayne against the Tin Caps. That was a game that Lake County lost 8-6. And it wasn't because of Denholm that they lost it. Gave up a solo shot to Jackson Merrill, the great prospect on the first rounder for Fort Wayne in the first inning. Lake County led that game 6-1 going to the bottom of the sixth inning. And then Alaska Abney got knocked around. Three runs in the bottom of the sixth, four more in the seventh against Abney and Elvis Jerez. Fort Wayne was on its way to the victory. The Tin Caps ended up splitting that six-game series against Lake County. Well, for the Lugnuts, here's what's up ahead of them now. They've lost each of the first two games of the series. They've lost each of these first two games by one run. They've lost each of these first two games by walk-off. So how do they respond here? We look to Mitch Myers. Myers, the first time that we saw him on the mound, he was erratic. He went four innings against the West Michigan Whitecaps in April the 12th. He allowed seven hits and two walks, gave up four runs, allowed a home run, and the Lugnuts lost that game 9-4. That was a game, too, where Myers allowed four. His bullpen also got knocked around. So how do things go for Myers a second time around? A man who was so dependable a year ago with the Stockton Ports. They have switched mascots. Speaking of things that get switched from game one to game two, the mascot who's out there on the field is no longer Horatio. It is Skipper. Base umpire Guillermo Rodriguez just took off, said goodbye to Michael Cross, and he went dashing out into right field. Here come the Lake County Captains, led by Trenton Denholm. Let's get things going. The captains around the infield. It's Valdez at shortstop and Brito at second. The third baseman, Frias. At first base, Sun Quintin. And the outfield, Edrogo in left, Green in center, Burgos in right. And Denholm on the mound. Looking to follow up on how his teammates have really controlled the Lugnuts so far this year. Go back to last night. The Lugnuts only managed four hits against Darren Davenport, Jaime Arias, and Reed Johnston. Two hits against Davenport in four and a third. Two hits against Reed Johnston in four innings. They scored four runs. That was thanks to Lázaro Armenteros knocking in three, a two-run homer and a solo shot. Then in game one, only two hits. One against Will Dion in three and two-thirds. One against Josh Wolf in one and two-thirds. Nothing against against Sergio Murillo in one and two-thirds innings. Now, they did draw seven walks, but they just did not take advantage. And the Lugnuts finished off game one, going 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position, stranding eight runners on the base paths. So, number one, get the bats going again. And number two, figure out what to do when those runners get on. Take advantage. We are ready to start up game two. It's 7:23 p.m. Denholm throws. And the first offering to Caden Trankel, launched out to left center field. It's carrying at the wall. It's gone. The first pitch of the ball game is hit oppo and out. Caden Trankel gives the Lugnuts a 1-0 lead. It is his second professional home run, his first round-trip tour of this year. The Lugnuts' first pitch home run since Max Muncy did it last year on July 27th at Great Lakes. Wow. And now Jack Winkler. Denholm throws. That's right down the middle for a called strike and a fastball. 7:23 and boom. 0-1. Strike two called outside corner by home plate umpire Michael Cross. Did you realize Caden Trankel had that kind of oppo power? The pitch. Winkler smokes it on the ground toward short to his left. Valdez picks. Those to first. And the stretch in the bag by Sun Quintin. One away. Now Max Muncy, the aforementioned one. Right-hander against right-hander. 1-0 Lugnuts in the Trankel homer. Muncy swings and misses. He was looking to hit that one out. No balls and one strike. That twirling about behind his head. Here's the pitch. Down and away from Denholm. One ball and one strike. Lugnuts in game one. Two hits, two runs. They've got half of that immediately. Denholm throws. Swing and a miss. One and two. Another thing is you don't have to worry about a potential no-hitter, which is something that comes up between these two teams. Each team has come very close to no-hitting the other in a game of a doubleheader. A 1-2 pitch. The breaking ball called strike three in the inside corner. Muncy got locked up and strikes out. First strikeout for Denholm. Next up, the cleanup hitter, Daniel Susak, who's DHing here in game two. C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher. The pitch. Off speed, down and away. One ball and no strikes. Susak is looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk. A ball one offering. Line drive, right field, there it is. It's down for a base hit, flaring over San Quintin. Susak's around first, he's thinking too. The throw in by Burgos skips right off of Susak. It's in the left field. Daniel stays put at second base. Hustle double for Daniel Susak. His fifth double of the year. He's in scoring position for Johnny Butler. Lugnuts are looking to get the bats going. There you go. Four hitters, two hits, both of them extra base hits, mind you. This after, in game one, we saw 9 hits for Lake County. All of them were singles. It was a piranha baseball. Lugnuts lead 1-0 on the Trinkle leadoff homer. Righty throws. Left-handed batter swings and misses. Off speed from Denholm. Strike one to Butler. Susak away from second base. Shortstop Valdez plays behind him. The pitch. Butler swings and misses again. And again the off speed. Nothing and two. Let's go, Captain. A first pitch home run. A ground out, a strikeout, a double. An 0-2 pitch for Butler. Inside. Butler drafted in 2021 by the Oakland A's. That was the year he won the ACC batting championship. 1-2 will wait, a pivot about, and a look back to the runner. Butler actually finished up the regular season in 2021, hitting above 400 for NC State. By the time the postseason play was done, that's when his batting average had sunk all the way down to, 376. Denholm throws. Line drive, base hit over the leaping shortstop Valdez in the left center. Susak's around third. He's coming for the plate, and they won't try to stop him. He scores standing on the RBI single by Butler. 2-0, Lugnuts. Butler at first, two outs for C.J. Rodriguez. Right-hander against right-hander. Trenton Denholm from the first base out of the rubber. His pitch bounced foul, third base way. Rodriguez, one of a couple of Lugnuts who did not play in game one. He gets the catching duties with Susak designated to hit. That hit he did with the first at-bat double. Butler a threat to run. Short lead for the moment. Time called at home plate by the batter Rodriguez. Are you ready? Rodriguez didn't play in game one. Neither did Danny Bautista Jr. Neither did Josh Wainwright. They're all in the order here in the nightcap. Trenton Denholm throws. Runner moves. The pitch is up high. Throw down to second base, tails first base way. Brito tried to meet it in front of the bag and then swiped the tag down on Butler. He missed him, and Johnny Butler has the steal of second. Head first into the bag. The Lugnuts are off and running. Pun intended. Runner in scoring position. Two runs already in. The pitch fouled away over to the right side. Johnny Butler picking up his second steal of the year. The Lugnuts' 20th steal. A 1-2 for C.J. Rodriguez. The breaking ball called strike three. Just snapped in the curveball. Rodriguez and watching side retired in the top of the first inning. But the Lugnuts scored two. The first pitch hit out by Caden Schrenkel. And then Susak doubles. Butler singles him in. As we go to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Lugnuts 2. Lake County coming up against Mitch Myers.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Well, that was a lovely start by the Lugnuts offense in the top of the first inning against Trenton Denholm. The Lugnuts played a pair. Caden Schrenkel a home run and an RBI single by Johnny Butler. That's the lead at the back of Mitch Myers, the right-hander from Pitt. Brito, Valdez, and Lampe. Forthcoming for Lake County, facing that early deficit. Roddy throws. Myers misses off the outside corner. Ball one to the switch-hitting Brito, who's playing at second base here in Game 2. He DH'd in Game 1. Yesterday, he was the shortstop. The pitch. Myers again misses outside. 2-0. C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher, working with Myers, working at a steady pace, deals. That's down low. 3 balls, no strikes. Danny Bautista Jr. is at first with Josh Wainwright at second. At short, Max Muncy. And at third, Jack Winkler. Now the pitch. On the 3-0, call the strike in the inside corner. Juan Brito, stay right there at home plate. Don't go down to first base yet. On the 3-1. Fouled away down the left side. Count is full. In the outfield, the home run hitting Caden Schrenkel is in left. Johnny Butler, the RBI single man, is in right. And in between them, Junior Perez, who's yet to bat. Payoff. Hit in the air to right field. Backs up Johnny Butler. Back he goes. He's in front of the wall. Johnny makes the catch. The ballpark hung on. One batter, one gone. Yoris Valdez takes a called strike at the knees on the outside corner. One out, nobody on, 2-0 Lugnuts. Bouncing ball up the third base side, stays fair. Next to the bag, Winkler. Long throw, dug by Bautista Jr. 2 outs. Ah, I'd forgotten this. Jack Winkler has tons of family here in this area. So last year when the Lugnuts came to Lake County, it turned into the Jack Winkler Show, and they were cheering loudly every single time that he was involved. That's the first really nice cheer that I've heard for Jack so far. Joe Lampe takes a ball outside. I love it. Absolutely love it. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Oh, we went around too far on the high fastball. One ball, one strike on Lampe. So Lampe, with his second hit of the game, game one, line to walk-off single. In game two, he bounces this pitch down to first base, where Bautista Jr. feeds underhanded to Myers covering, and a three-up, three-down inning for Mitch Myers. Much better looking than the first time that we saw him on the mound, and we'll see how things go from here for the Pitt Panther, hailing from Alabama. Lugnuts lead 2-0 to the second.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The first pitch of the first inning was hit out, a home run by Caden Schrenkel. What's going to happen now in the first pitch of the second inning? Lugnuts leading 2-0 over Lake County and Trenton Denholm. Will face Bautista Jr., Paris, and Wright. 7-8-9 batters in the order. Right-hander against right-hander. First at-bat for Danny Bautista Jr. First pitch. It takes it up high. Ball one. Denholm in the first inning showed a good-looking curveball. The Lugnuts found some barrels. Ball one offering. Smoked on the ground towards short. Picked up just on the cut of the grass by Valdez. The throw to first is in time. Now there's one down. Had his heels on the outfield grass as he gloved it and then fired it across. And now Junior Perez. Righty versus righty. Here's the pitch. A cue shot fouled off to the right side. One out, nobody on. 2-0, the Lugnuts are leading. Second inning of game two. Pitch is on its way. Up and inside. What the series had been missing was the Lugnuts offense starting to take control. It was a promising start. Pitch on its way. Hit up into the air off a jam shot. Shallow right field. Burgos a long run in. Can he get there? You bet he can. One hand catch. Two outs. And Josh won right. Because before today's game, before this game too, the Lugnuts were getting out hit 25-6. 16-4, 9-2. And the first two games of the series, each of them decided by one run. Righty, righty. Denholm to Joshua Wright. Fouled up and away off to the right side. And I hope I'm not harping on this too much. Just the feeling being that, let's say the Lugnuts came up with more than 6 hits, they would have won either one of the first 2 games, or both. A 1. It's up high. Just to support their pitchers, working in and out of trouble. And the big bats in the Lugnuts order have been a little cold. The 1-1. That 2 is fouled off. Straight backward, towering over my head and back to the parking lot. 1-2. You figure when this offense really gets going, it's when you see those guys at the top, the middle part of the order, carrying things. Lázaro Armenteros swinging the bat very well. Caden Trenkel, the home run. 1-2 pitch. Line shot right field. Burgos is on the run. That ball is caught by Burgos right as he kisses the wall. The brand new padding and signs out there. Josh Wainwright stung it, and the end tracked down. Hard hit out number 3. Lugnuts go down in order. And we're through 1.5. Lugs lead 2-0 at Lake County.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No, Adam, just me on the road in East Lake, Ohio. Thank you very much for accompanying me. Nightcap, game 2 out of 2 today. Tonight, Lugnuts and Lake County. Third game of the series overall. The Lugnuts and the Captains will reconvene tomorrow at 6:35, and then 1 o'clock p.m. game Saturday and Sunday. Jorge Burgos leads off the bottom of the second. Takes the first pitch from Mitch Myers for a called strike. A fastball to begin him. Myers worked a really confident first inning. Burgos, Green, and San Quintin. Off speed down low, ball 1. And the Lugnuts are up 2-0. Burgos is a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. That's down low. And hang with me on this one. There are 3 lefties who hit in a row. It's Lampe, it's Burgos, and it's Green, 3-4-5 in the Lake County order. Everybody else is a switch hitter. That 2 is down low, and it's 3 balls and a strike. The top 2 hitters in the order, Brito and Valdez, are switch hitters. The 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters are all switch hitters. Roddy Myers deals. Fouled away to the left side. Every batter that Mitch Myers is going to face today is going to face him from the left side. There are 4 right-handed hitters on this Lake County team. The pitch. Line foul into the netting left side. It's Joe Donovan who caught game 1. It's Mikhail Ramirez who caught last night. It's Will Bartlett who played first base in game 1. It's Christian Cairo who played second base in game 1. None of them are playing here in game 2. Line drive back to the middle. Base hit center field, Burgos. He's on with a leadoff single as Perez gets it in. There's the first base runner for Lake County here in game 2. So now Isaiah Green takes high. Curveball. Public service announcement heralding his arrival. The former Mets minor leaguer. Spin, pick off the over, tag late. Burgos got back in. One up high. Now I'm looking over the Lake County pitchers just to make sure that none of them are switch hitters too. Nobody that I can see, nor with the Lugnuts. Every now and then you'll find a switch hitter among the pitchers. Myers deals, fouled away to the left side.
Listen to this crowd.
A 2-1 for Isaiah Green. On the outside corner, strike two call. Isaiah Green off to a rocky start this year offensively, but a middle of the order bat. A break even 2-2. Ground ball hit to second, this should be two. Right feeds Muncy. Muncy over to first baseman Batista Jr. 4-6-3. Again, a double play. The Lugnuts have turned a double play in every game but one. This is game number 12 for them this year. Looking up Isaiah Green, the former 69th overall pick. And he hits into the double play. Now Junior's Sun Quintin swings and dribbles one off the right side. Hang on just a second. The rosin bag. Home plate umpire Michael Cross did not like where that rosin bag was. And so he told Mitch Myers, put it out of sight. It was too visible. With it now invisible, back of the rubber, San Quintin grounds one foul right side. San Quintin is just such a great name to say. S-A-N-Q-U-I-N-T-I-N. Junior San Quintin. Out of Bani. Same hometown as the Lugnuts assistant hitting coach Baez. 0-2. Myers misses low. San Quintin spent all of last year with Lynchburg. Didn't hit all that well. Hit 224 with 8 home runs. Off to a better start this year. 1-2. Chopper hit to second baseman right. 2 bounces, finds his glove. Throws to first, and he can jog back to the dugout. Because Mitch Myers faces the minimum. Leadoff single erased on the double play. Let's go to the third. The Lugnuts are leading. The score 2-0 Nuts at Classic Park.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the top of the order for the right-hander, Trenton Denholm. Lugnuts leading Denholm and the Captains 2-0. It's the left-handed hitting Caden Schenkel. And the first pitch, he takes low, ball one. Schenkel saw only one pitch his first time up, and he homered to left field. 2-0 Nuts. 1-0. Inside for ball two. Denholm being very careful. First home run of the season for Trenkel after he hit one last year. 2-0. He lines it out to left field. Idrogo into his left, runs it down the alleyway. The left fielder collecting out number one. So Trenkel dispatched. And now you can bring up Jack Winkler. Winkler's 0 for 1 with a ground out to shortstop. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Winkler looks at ball one. No call to strike on the outside corner. Really? Really? 2-0 Lansing the lead. Denholm to the plate. Winkler skies it out to right field and shallow down the line for Burgos. Makes the catch just inside the stripe. Had a stylish way of catching it, too. Kind of leaned back to his right as he gave a hop in the air, and he squeezed with one hand. Two batters, two flyouts. Max Muncy next. Righty deals to righty. Muncy swings and thunders the first pitch to right. Back goes Burgos. He's at the wall. It's gone. Muncy goes oppo, and it's 3-0 Lansing. Max Muncy has hit it out to right field for each of his home runs this year. Picked on the first pitch from Denholm and crushed it. Now Daniel Susak, who's 1-for-1 with a double. Lugnuts are having a lot more fun here in game two. The pitch. Strike call. Starts him off with the wrinkle. From the first base out of the rubber. The kick. The pitch. Runs in. Be wary of Daniel Susak, as we have seen. When he collects a hit early, it could herald a very big game. Denholm's pitch. Susak breaks his bat, grounding down to third base. Behind the back, freeze. Takes his time, throws across. Got him. Side retired. And Susak's bat is no more. 2.5 complete. Max Muncy's home run has stretched the Lugnuts' lead out to 3-0.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Max Muncy's second home run of the year has lifted the Lugnuts to a 3-0 lead behind Mitch Myers. Myers will take on the 7-8-9 batters now in the Lake County lineup. Plan Short, Idrogo, and Frias. We're getting to know every last member of their roster. Victor Planchard takes a ball outside. He is one of their three catchers. Ramirez, Donovan, now Planchard. Switch hitter batting left. Swings and lines this pitch down the left side, out of play. Ball and a strike. Mitch Myers winds and throws. Hits the inside corner. Strike two called. Remember, every last hitter in this order is going to bat from the left side against Myers. 1-2. Grounded foul off the right instep. They only have one base runner so far. Well, Jorge Burgos lead off single in the second. That was then eliminated on a double play. The pitch. Smoked on the ground to second base. Gloved easily by Wright. With plenty of time, he throws to first. One down. Let's talk outs on the ground against Myers. The leadoff man, Brito, flied out to right field, opening up the home first. Then a ground out to third and a ground out to first. Single up the middle. A double play grounder to second. A ground out to second. A ground out to second. Cesar Idrogo. Grounds to the second baseman, Joshuan Wright. Fields, throws, out number two. Number nine hitter is Diane Frias. And Myers hits the outside corner to start him. Strike one call. The number nine hitter, a switch hitter, batting left, the pitch, down and in. 3-0 Lansing, last of the third. Can Myers face the minimum through three scoreless innings? That's what we're looking at right now. Rocks, deals, foul tipped into the mitt of Rodriguez, on the count is 1-2. And that was pitch number 36. So let's talk about pitch 37. It's on its way, and it's down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The leadoff hitting Brito is on deck. A step back, the leg kick, the pitch, a ground ball, foul up the right side. And a nice glove by Fan, leaning out over the railing to scoop it up. And then pointed all the way across the field at the fans on the entire other side who are cheering for him. Line drive, left center field, base hit, Diane Frias. Another base runner for Lake County, played in by center fielder Perez. A 2-out single. Now one Brito. Brito is 0-1 with a fly out to right field. Frias held on at first by Batista Jr. The righty Myers, Brito the switch hitter, batting left, takes a called strike. Three to nothing Lansing. Pick off the over, no tag by Batista Jr. Snapped over from Myers, but it was not right on the base. It was not easy for Batista Jr. to catch it and apply that tag. Otherwise, could have been very interesting. An 0-1 for Juan Brito. Misses off the outside corner. Tomorrow night, we are scheduled for a 6:35 p.m. start. Jacob Waters against Tommy Mace. 2 high draft picks. 2 big college guys. West Virginia for Waters. Mace out of Florida. The deal. Up high. Ball 2. There are concerns about the upcoming forecast. Tomorrow there are scheduled to be scattered showers all throughout the afternoon and the evening. Hopefully they scatter away. Foul tipped into the mid of the catcher Rodriguez, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Then on Saturday, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain a lot, but on Sunday there's no rain. That's nice. Pick off throw, tag, late. And that's two pick-off throws against Diane Frias. So now Myers cannot throw over again unless he wants to pick him clean. Otherwise, bonk. 2-2. Does Frias run? He does not. Hammer to right field, but looks like it's hooking foul. It is. Oh, wait just a second. Just a second, the home plate umpire cross-signaled fair ball. That would be a home run. Everyone in the ballpark thought foul. Okay, hang on. Michael Cross with the stadium lights going into the light show. And Diane Frias starting around the bases and Juan Brito starting down to first base. Cross decided maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's foul. Well, that was wild. So now he's going to have to explain himself to Omir Santos. Let me tell you, nobody ran. Juan Brito hit it. We knew that it was home run distance. But Brito clearly thought, there's no way this ball is going to stay fair. He didn't run. Frias isn't running. The Lugnuts didn't react. The only one who reacted was the home plate umpire, Cross, who signaled fair. And immediately Craig Conklin exploded out of the dugout. The light show started, and then Cross realized, what have I done? And he double-crossed himself. And Craig Conklin just waited. Michael Cross said, I'm sorry. I knew that was foul. I don't know what I was thinking. Two balls, two strikes. Let's try this again, shall we? It's still 3-0 Lugnuts. Runner at first, two outs for the Caps. The pitch, ground ball, foul, wide of first. I mean, whew. I have seen in the Midwest League an umpire and crew flagrantly miss a fair foul call on a home run. And you've never seen a dugout flip over like that. As pitch bounces in, Frias for second base, a throw down by Rodriguez, the tag, they got him! C.J. Rodriguez, what a perfect throw! Shortstop Muncy applying the tag, and we'll see you, Juan Brito, in the fourth inning. That's where we're going. Lugnuts lead 3-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We just had a moment where, was it a home run? Was it not a home run? Only Michael Cross signaled so, which sent everybody's head spinning, and then he overturned it and declared foul ball, and in the end, Lake County did not score. C.J. Rodriguez cutting down Diane Frias with a magnificent throw on a pitch that had bounced in by Mitch Myers. So as we open up the fourth inning out of seven here in Game 2, Lugnuts looking for a doubleheader split. The score, Lansing 3, Lake County nothing. Johnny Butler followed by Rodriguez and then Batista Jr. against the right-hander Trenton Denholm, who deals. Well, the first offering called a strike on the inside corner. Now, Lugnuts runs. Home runs by Trenkel and Muncy, plus an RBI single by this man. Butler singled in Susak in the first. 0-1. Brought off the hands, back under the screen. Strike 2. The official, the PA announcer, two pitches into the plate appearance, just announced Johnny Butler at home plate. It's Johnny, just in case. Here's Johnny, 0-2, outside. Well, I was reminded of, with the Michael Cross belated and then overturned home run call, and the light show going off as the Lugnuts couldn't believe it. 0-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Butler down watching. Third strikeout for Trenton Denholm. So Michael Cross was overturning his own home run call as the lights were all flashing and the captain's runners didn't know should they run around the bases, etc. The Lugnuts were here in Lake County in the past. C.J. Rodriguez swings and bounces the first pitch foul, rolling left. And I forget who it was on the captains, but the groundskeepers coming off a Lake County road trip, they had set the timer on the sprinkler system to irrigate the field. And they forgot to turn the timer off when Lake County came back home. And 0-1, down and away. Well, you can tell where this is going. Lake County coming up against the Lugnuts, got late, and a captain hit a monstrous home run. 1-1, down and away, ball two. And as soon as he hit it, the clock ticked. That minute that the sprinkler system was set for, and the sprinklers went off. And we had Niagara Falls all around the ballpark as this captain trotted around the bases. A 2-1, up and inside. It was the waterworks show. It was the Bellagio to celebrate a home run. They could not have planned it any better. Or worse if you're a Lugnuts fan, but we understood the humor. 3-1. That's hit high in the air down the left side, but not all that far. Edrogo gives a look. It's back, though, into the pavilion. At 3-2, and Rodriguez. Well, the very next night, the time ticked the exact same time that the home run was hit the day before that set off the sprinklers. And the captain's homered once again on the exact same minute. But this time, the groundskeepers had remembered to turn off the alarm. Payoff. Inside, ball four. Rodriguez takes his base. First walk given up by Denholm. You get to see some ridiculous things in minor league baseball. And in major league baseball, for that matter. Danny Bautista Jr. grounded a shortstop his first time. Here's his second trip. Righty throws to righty. Hits it in the air to right. Routine for Burgos. Late read. Trots forward. Waits. Catches it with the right hand. Rodriguez back to first. We're speeding right along. Two outs in the fourth inning. Lugnuts leading 3-0. Now the batter is Junior Perez. Now we've already seen home runs from Trenkle and Muncy. Do not put it past this man to go yard himself. The great power of Junior Perez. Righty to righty. A pitch from Denholm. Swing and a miss. Big ol' rip. Perez flied out to the right fielder Burgos his first time. I have seen his power stretch to all fields. Short lead at first base for Rodriguez, held on by San Quintin. Perez swings and misses again, and it's nothing and two. This, throughout the game, has set up the Trenton Denholm curve that he has used to strike out Muncy and Rodriguez and Butler. No balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs. The set and the pitch. The curveball low. Josh Wainwright, the number 9 hitter, waiting on deck. Wright flied out to the wall his first time up. A pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Here it comes. Down and away. Count is even. Lugnuts have not really stressed Denholm when it comes to pitch count. He is just past 50. A 2-2 strike break even. Dealt in. check swing, curveball low. He went around too far, says the home plate umpire Cross, and calls him out on strikes. Strikeout number four for Denholm. That strands the walk to Rodriguez. Scoreless frame. And onward to the bottom of the fourth, Lansing leading 3-0.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on, and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So far, so good for Mitch Myers. The Lugnuts right-hander has made it through three innings, and he's faced the minimum. Two base runners against him. A leadoff single in the second. Jorge Burgos then erased on a double play. Dion Frias, a two-out single in the third, out trying to advance on a pitch in the dirt. So that means 1, 2, and 3 in Brito, Valdez, and Lampe for the fourth inning, down 3-0. On the first offering, up and inside. Ball 1-1, Brito. A switch hitting Brito, the starting second baseman, batting left. The righty kicks and deals. Called a strike on the outside corner. Elsewhere in the Athletics organization, Colin Palouse getting the start today in AAA. Break even. Line drive slicing deep down the left field line toward the corner. It's down for a fair ball. Takes a couple of hops. It's up against the wall. Brito is cruising for second. He shifted gears as the throw comes in from Trinkle. An opposite field double for Brito, who continues to mash in this series. He has been highly impressive. So that brings up Yordis Valdez. Juan Brito acquired via trade for Nolan Jones. Remember Nolan Jones, who was tremendous here. Prospect coming up. And then the bloom came off the rose, and the Guardians traded him. This pitch is outside, ball 1 to Valdez. So Nolan Jones trying to put his career back together as a member of the Rockies organization now. And you figure, if anyone can hit anywhere, you can hit in Colorado. Ball 1 offering. Valdez fouls it off into the screen. Well, back to the Athletics organization. Just looking around the system. I mentioned how Colin Palouse getting the start. And two hitless innings so far for Palouse against the Space Cowboys of Sugar Land, Texas. Kevin Crone, the only hit in the game, no score. That's line foul, left side. Ball and two strikes on Valdez. At double A, Joey Estes gets the ball, the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Week. He struck out 3 Springfield Cardinals. He's allowed 1 run, 2 hits, 1 walk. Tie game 1-1. Yesterday, Chase Calabrese had 2 home runs and knocked in 5 for Midland in a win. The pitch. Valdez shoots it up the middle, a base hit to center field. Poorly read by Brito. He went back to second base, and so he only advances 90 feet up to third. Single by Valdez, and the runners at the corners. That's a case there where Brito realizes where the shortstop Muncy is playing. He knows he can just break on contact and score. Second time around through the order. And a double and a single for the first two hitters. Now Joe Lampe, the DH, batting left. He represents the potential game-tying run. Lake County down 3-0. First pitch, swing and a foul tip hung onto by Rodriguez. Boy, he went for it. Strike one. Later on today, Stockton, single A, will take on the Visalia Oaks. Game time, 10:05 p.m. So a little under 2 hours away. 9-0-1. Again, a foul tip into the mitt of Rodriguez. Nothing and two. Mitch Myers, throughout this game, has thrown grounders. We have not seen a strikeout yet from the right-hander. Here's the 0-2. Tried to break it off the inside corner. Missed too tight. Ball one. By the way, checking in with Nolan Jones, who is traded for Juan Brito. Currently playing for Albuquerque, and wow. 1-2. Foul tipped into then out of Rodriguez's mitt. All right, so we'll compare and contrast, shall we? Juan Brito, the runner at third base, who in this series has been lighting up Lugnut's pitching. Two hits in the first game last night, three hits in game one of today's doubleheader, and now a double here in game two. Nolan Jones has been exceptional. 1-2 pitch, that's down low. Jones is hitting .372 through 11 games, 17 hits, two doubles and seven home runs, and as many walks as strikeouts, 9-9. He has knocked in 18 runs. He has scored 17 runs in 11 games. He's slugging over .900. His OBP is up near .500. Wow. All right, 2-2. Swing and a miss. First strikeout for Myers as Lampe helps him out and goes way too tall up the ladder. One away. Now that sets up the potential for a double play ball to end this inning. Juan Brito, by the way, the number 18 prospect in the Cleveland organization. Brito at third, Valdez at first, Jorge Burgos. Left-handed batter, swings, foul tips the first pitch, and Rodriguez's mitt, strike one. Right-hander sets and throws. Myers misses low. Burgos is one for one with a single. And that's what Lake County is looking for right now at the minimum. Runners at first and third, one out. Pickoff throw to first base. Tag late by Batista Jr. Keeps that tag around as Valdez slowly dusts himself off and stands up. One ball, one strike, one out. Lake County down 3-0, bottom of the fourth. The pitch. A bouncing ball hit to second. Grabbed by right to Muncy, one. Throw it to first. It's two. Another double play. And the Lugnuts avoid the jam. Mitch Myers is through four scoreless innings. A single and a double. One left on. It's still 3-0 to the fifth.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Music just feels epic, doesn't it? We're going to the fifth inning. and it's a 3-0 Lugnuts lead over Lake County. Trenton Denholm returns to the hill to work a fifth inning, the Lake County starting pitcher. Denholm has been good, except for the hard contact, except for first inning home run by Caden Trenkel, a first inning double and RBI single by Daniel Susak and Johnny Butler, respectively, and a third inning home run by Max Muncy. 9-1-2 here for the fifth. It begins with Josh Wainwright, and then Trenkel, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, etc. Josh Wainwright swats the first pitch foul, up and out of play, off to the right side. Right-hander against right-hander. Josh Wainwright, the right-hander. Flied out to deep right his first time. The pitch to Mr. Wright. Runs inside. That was wrong. Now that count is now 1-1. The native of Panama stands about 5'6" tall. The deal. Off speed low. 16 double plays turned by the Lugnuts through 12 games. This being the 12th. The double play ball getting Mitch Myers out of the fourth. That's the 16th double play that this defense has turned. A 2-1 pitch. Hit in the air, left side, down the line, medium depth. A long run into foul ground, third baseman Frias, shortstop Valdez. Nobody can get there. Not the left fielder Drogo either. Simply falls into the Lugnuts' pen. A foul ball. That's strike two for Josh Wainwright. Caden Trenkel waiting in the wings. Right with the black socks pulled up high, just below the knees. Steps back into the batter's box. 2-2. Trenton Denholm from the first base side of the rubber. Nods yes, turns, kicks, throws. The curveball thought off. Off to the right side. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, Fort Wayne and Peoria postponed. They'll make that game up tomorrow. Break even. Lashed foul down the left side. And off the hand of a fan who got that left hand up, knocks it down, and collects the souvenir. And somebody is booing them on a line drive that hard that they didn't catch with their bare hand. Tough crowd. Really tough crowd. Nobody on, nobody out. 3-0 Nuts in the top of the fifth. The deal. Bouncing down and away. Count is full. Wright seeing what he can do to spark this fifth inning. It's the top of the eighth inning from Midland, Michigan at Dow Diamond. The Loons doubling up the South Bend Cubbies 4-2. Here's the payoff pitch from Denholm. Fouled away again. Back and out of play. In the bottom of the seventh, from West Michigan, the Whitecaps are blanking Dayton 2-0. Dragons only have 2 hits. Bottom of the third, from the Quad Cities, River Bandits 5, Timber Rattlers 2. A payoff. Breaking ball bounced, foul left side. What a battle. 10th pitch of this at-bat is coming up. It's in the bottom of the third at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, just across the Illinois border. Beloit and Cedar Rapids tied at 1. Here's pitch number 10. On its way. Lashed to right center field on a line. Isaiah Green to his left. He reels it in. That is 2 really hard hit outs from Josh Wainwright, capping fine plate appearances, but nothing to show for it. That's one where you look at Wright and you say, look, you don't worry about it. You're swinging the bat well. And I don't know, it seems to me, Josh Wainwright is a player keep your eye on. See if he gets more playing time in the future. Caden Trenkel batting left. Swings and misses the first offering. Strike 1. 1 out, nobody on, top of the fifth inning. Trenton Denholm takes a deep breath. He got through the right at bat, and now here's a man who homered against him. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Pitch on its way. Anthony is on the outside corner. Strike 2 called. 3-0 Lugnuts. looking for their first win of this series. The windup, and an 0-2. The curveball bounced foul right side. Let's see, did I give you all of those Midwest League scores? Yep, each and every one of them that's going on in the Midwest League right now, including the postponement Fort Wayne and Peoria. And it's an 0-2. Trenkel takes down and in. They appeal a check swing, but he didn't go. Ball one. With Lake County's win in game one of today's doubleheader, captains are now 7-4, and that ties them with West Michigan atop the Midwest League's East Division. If the Whitecaps do indeed shut out Dayton, right now they're leading 2-0 late. The Whitecaps would go to 8-4. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts winning this one, a Lugnuts win here in game two, would put both the Lugs and the Captains at 7-5. Trenkel takes ball two very high. Nobody is running away with the division in the early going. It's the 12th game of the year for everybody. Great Lakes at 5-6, Dayton 4-7, Fort Wayne 3-8. A 2-2. Fly ball center field, backs up Isaiah Green. Now he comes in to make the catch to his right. Two outs in the air. Jack Winkler is the next batter. Winkler is grounded to short and flied out to right field. Righty deals to righty. Winkler swings and lines the first pitch in a right field, a base hit. Quickly upon it, Burr goes to his right to get it in. Winkler is held with a two-out single. Opposite field, that has been the key. Denholm working away, and the Lugnuts going the other way with firmness. By the way, over in the Midwest League West Division, Beloit, South Bend, both 7-4, Wisconsin 6-5, Cedar Rapids 5-5, Quad Cities 4-6, Peoria 4-7. No one's too great, no one's too bad, so far. Max Muncy homered his last time. Here's the first pitch, up and inside. One ball, no strikes, with the Oakland A's green elbow guard and the Oakland A's green front left shin guard for Max Muncy out of Thousand Oaks High School. Time called. Denholm wants to kick around in that right foot. Looks like the spikes got a little bit clogged up with some dirt. 3-0, the Lugnuts on top. It's the top of the fifth inning. Muncy is now going to take his time stepping in. He has time. Winkler at first base runs well. Two outs. A ball one offering from Denholm. Bouncer foul. Boy, did Muncy get wound up, ready to explode at that pitch, and he was just a little bit out in front. He was reading curveball the entire way. You've got Trenton Denholm out of El Dorado Hills, California, against the native of Camarillo. 1-1. Popped up, foul, right side. Catcher Planchard comes together, called off by first baseman San Quintin with the catch, and the side retires. Muncy on number three, Winkler's single is stranded. And so now to the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes Lake County, trailing the Lugnuts and Mitch Myers 3-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
We'll be right back.
3-0 Lugnuts, and off to the bottom of the fifth. The home half for Lake County getting blanked right now by Mitch Myers. Myers has allowed 4 base hits. He has struck at 1. He has walked nobody. And he'll take on 5, 6, and 7, Green, San Quintin, and Planchart. First pitch curveball called a strike to Isaiah Green. Green is 0-for-1 with a double play grounder his first time up. 1-of-2 coaxed by Myers. Deals. Curveball, fly, foul, left side. Third baseman Winkler approaches the stands, but no sir. 2 rows back, then bouncing back onto the field. No balls and 2 strikes on Green. What a game so far that Myers is putting together. 64 pitches, 43 for strikes. There's action in the Lugnuts bullpen. Myers throws. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 2 for Mitch. And 1 up and 1 down in the home fifth. Now, junior San Quintin. 0-for-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Wright. 3-0 Nuts. He takes ball 1 outside. Yoel Vizdel Rosario worked 5 innings in game 1. Allowed only 2 runs. Myers to the plate. That served up in the air. Foul ground, left side. Is there room for Winkler? There's a lot of room, and he makes the catch. And San Quintin is at number 2. Victor Planchart now. Myers looks to complete 5 scoreless innings. He fires. Fouled away to the left side for strike 1. Marvelous. This is a far cry from the Myers we saw in his first start of the year. Kicks and deals. High. 1-ball, 1-strike. On that occasion, 4 innings, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 runs. Just didn't seem right. There were runners all over the bases against him. Not today. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike called. Boy, is he sharp. 1-2. Time requested and granted to Planchart. Just trying to regroup. 3-0, the Lugnuts are on top. Myers winds and deals. Line foul to the left side. He was working that fastball away. Let's see what that sets up. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Nuts. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Caps. The pitch, fouled up and away to the left side. And we'll try it once again. And now Myers is past 70 pitches. There is no urgency right now from the bullpen in warming. This ball game is in Myers' hands to finish 5 scoreless. He throws. There's a swing and a foul tip hung on to by Rodriguez. He struck him out. Myers closes with a flourish. He whiffs 3 of the final 5 batters that he faces. He sends us to the 6th. 5 shutout frames from Mitch Myers. Lugnuts 3. Captain's nothing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Mitch Myers with the 5 scoreless innings and the strikeouts that happened as he went onward and got stronger, or the home runs by Caden Trenkel and Max Muncy. The Lugnuts are 6 outs away from a doubleheader split. We go to the 6th, looking for some insurance. The Lansing batters will be Susak, Butler, and Rodriguez. Get ready for some more power. As we open up this top of the 6th inning, here's Daniel Susak, 1-for-2 with a double. Trenton Denholm is still out there. On the first offering, called a strike in the outside corner. So Denholm works into the 6th. Righty deals to righty. Down low. Pitches 73 and 74 for Denholm. Mitch Myers, meanwhile, 73 pitches, 50 strikes for his 5 scoreless innings. We'll see if he comes back. Susak bounces foul off the railing, off the netting, and into his own dugout on the third base side. The Lugnuts only have 5 hits so far against this right-hander Denholm, but they've been hard hit. The double by Susak, the home runs. 1-2 pitch. Tried to front door it, missed inside. 2-2. Denholm has only walked 1. This after his teammates walked 7 in game 1. But they won game 1, 3-2, a walk-off. And with that, looks like the Lugnuts bullpen will get active once again. A 2-2 to Susak. Outside, barely. Oh, Trenton Denholm went for the strikeout strut. Not yet. You know, there's no such thing as a ball 3 strut, is there? Nobody on, nobody out. 3-0, Lansing. It's going to be a payoff pitch for Susak. He fouls it off to the right. Really? Do you want to be forced to throw more and more pitches to Daniel Susak? I doubt it. Johnny Butler waits in the wings. Here we go, the 3-2. Smacked on the ground towards second. Fielded by Brito. A throw to first, and Susak is at number 1. Now Johnny Butler. As I look down to the Lugnuts bullpen, located down the left side, the catcher's in plain view. The pitcher, though, is hit. That's where you hope that it's a 6'9 right-hander like Jorge Juan, and then he can stand out. It rises so high up there. Butler fouls back the first pitch, a fastball for strike 1. Johnny is 1-for-2 with a first inning RBI single and a 4th inning strikeout looking. It is a right-hander warming for the Lugnuts. Here's the pitch. Line foul off to the left, strike 2. I think it's Hunter Bro. The thing is, because of the work of the starters, Del Rosario going 5 in game 1, and now Myers going at least 5 here in game 2, the bullpen spared. You worry that they get stressed in a doubleheader. Butler swings and fouls off a breaking ball over the netting. Nothing in 2, it stays. 2 in the first, 1 in the third for Lansing. Nothing for the captains. 3-0. Denholm to the plate. Popped him up. Above home plate. Catcher Planchot throws away the mask. And standing behind the captain's logo, he dropped it. Oh, goodness. In the mitt. And then squirted right out of the mitt and bring Johnny Butler back to home plate. How many drops have we seen from Lake County? Well, there's their first error here in game 2. It is their 7th error in the 3 games so far of the series. And the Lugnuts have committed 0 errors. An 0-2 pitch. Butler lays off, off-speed down low. C.J. Rodriguez is waiting on deck. And meanwhile, for Trenton Denholm, this is about to be pitch number 85. There is a reliever warming up in the captain's bullpen. Denholm kicks and throws. Butler takes ball two. Down and in. I wonder if this is going to be the final batter that we see Denholm face, regardless of whether he gets Butler or not. There's one out. There's nobody on. Just because of that elevated pitch count. That's still early in the year. Denholm throws a 2-2. Butler strikes out swinging. Fastball away. Second K for Johnny Butler. And with that, Kyle Lindquist, the bench coach, clears the way. He was standing in the way of the manager, Omir Santos. And he got up and out of the dugout, and then he stepped back a bit, and Santos therefore had the path clear to head out to the mound and take the baseball away from Denholm. Denholm slaps five and hugs his catcher Planchard, hands the baseball to his manager, and he exits. 5 2/3 innings for Trenton Denholm today. And on a different day, when his teammates had scored runs, this would look like a fine outing. It's just in comparing him to Mitch Myers, right now, he is short by 3. 3-0 Lugnuts lead, 2 outs, nobody on. And the top of the 6th inning, 6th out of 7. And the new man who's come on is Tyler Thornton, the 17th rounder 2 years ago. Thornton wears number 31. So let me introduce you to Tyler Thornton, shall I? Let's start with his numbers so far for this year. Thornton making his 4th relief appearance. Out of the first 3, 2-for-2 in saves. So you can understand his role with this team. Out of his 3 appearances, all 3 times he had finished off the game. We'll see if he finishes this game off, right? Thornton has gone 1 1/3 innings. 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Strikeout numbers are great. There have been base runners against him. 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the 6th inning. His captains are down. The score 3-0 Lansing. Thornton out of Arizona State. There are a couple of Sun Devils on this Lake County team. He'll take on the Vanderbilt Commodore, C.J. Rodriguez. 2 outs, nobody on. Right-hander against right-hander. C.J. has struck out and walked. Thornton throws. Fastball rides up and in. Ball 1. Denholm ended up striking out 5 in 5 2/3 innings. 2 home runs allowed. 5 hits, 3 runs. A 1-0 is fouled away. Up over the net and off to the right side. I remain curious. Will we see the Lugnuts go to the pen for the bottom half of this inning? Or will Myers return? 1-1. Up high. 73 pitches, 50 strikes for Mitch. In 5 scoreless, 4 hit innings. Not only that, 0 walks, 3 strikeouts, 2 double play balls. Outstanding. Hitters count on 2-1. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. So Rodriguez in the driver's seat got a pitch to hit. Whiffed right through. Now 2-2 against Thornton. Thornton, long dark brown hair and a mustache. Out of the set. Kicks and offers. Fouled back. Keep it right here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last year, Thornton was utilized in Lynchburg, 30 relief appearances, but only 2 saves. He's already matching that total through 3 appearances this year. Last year, he was incredible. A 2-2. Front door breaking ball called strike 3. Down goes Rodriguez. That'll do it for the top of the 6th inning. Lugnuts go down in order. Against 2 pitchers combined. So we go to the home 6th. The Lugnuts are leading 3-0, and I'll tell you, a new pitcher coming in, or Mitch Myers returning to the hill. That when we return.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Mitch Myers is done. 5 scoreless innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 3 Ks. Hunter Brough takes over. Lugnuts 3. Captains nothing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts are 6 outs away from a potential victory here in Game 2 of tonight's doubleheader after falling in Game 1 in a walk-off 3-2. 2 straight walk-off wins for Lake County to open up this series. Cesar Hidrogo steps up there against Hunter Brough, who deals. On the off-speed, called strike one. First pitch, slider. If you know anything about Hunter Brough, you expect fastball. But fastball, slider, splitter. Hidrogo, switch hitter, batting left. Brough out of the stretch. Throws. Smacked on the ground, up the middle, base hit, center field. Scooted to the right of the second baseman right before he could get there. Baseball comes back in from center fielder Perez. A leadoff single for Hidrogo. Brings up Diane Frias, the number 9 hitter in the order. Switch hitter batting left. Brough kicks and throws. Fouled off to the left side.
Let's go, Captains!
Hunter Brough comes in, making his 4th relief appearance of the year. Offers. Ground ball right side, and that gets through. A base hit. At second base, the turn taken by Drogo, and then quickly applies the brakes, drawing the throw from Johnny Butler in right. Back-to-back singles by Hidrogo and Frias. 2-1, nobody out for Juan Brito. That is now 14 base hits allowed by Brough in 32 batters faced. Lake came into play today hitting .429 against him. But that's just back-to-back grounders. Juan Brito takes down low. Good job by CJ Rodriguez. Scooping, leaping up. Looking around. 1-0. Brito is 1-for-2 with a double. He represents the potential game-tying run. Brough throws. Missed high. 2-0. Brito does have a home run this year. His last time up. Earlier. Earlier in the game. Thought that maybe a different captain had a home run, but no. 2-0. Lash to right center field. This is trouble. It's down in the alleyway. It goes all the way to the wall for extra bases. Difficult count for Junior Perez. Hidrogo scores. Frias is on his way in. The thud of the plate is late. A 2-run double for Juan Brito. And now the Lugnuts lead is shaved to 3-2. That's 3 consecutive hits greeting Hunter Brough. And that brings up the number 2 hitter in the order, Yoris Valdez. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Bro to the plate. Strike called on the outside corner. Now Lake County is right back in this game. Tying run in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Popped up, but foul and out of play. No balls and two strikes on Valdez. And the shortstop, Max Muncy, playing a little bit behind and to the right of the runner, Brito. Line drive hooking deep down the right field line. That ball's down for a base hit. It goes to the wall. Brito's around third. He comes in to tie the game. Valdez is taking his spot at second base. RBI double for Yordis Valdez. Game tied up 3-3. On a two-strike pitch. And now Joe Lampe will come up looking to give Lake County the lead. Single, single, double, double against Hunter Bro. That's as many hits in a row as Mitch Myers allowed in his five innings. And Bro yet to record an out. Lampe is 0 for 2. The pitch. Bro's fastball inside. Ball one. Lampe at the walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the seventh in game one earlier today. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. It escapes. Rodriguez rolls left, but not all that far. And Rodriguez quickly upon it as Valdez thinks better of it and goes back to second base. In the Lugnuts bullpen, more action. Last of the sixth inning. The 1-1. High and outside. And remember, if Lake County takes the lead here this frame, they will be three outs away from a doubleheader sweep and a third consecutive win in this series. Lugnuts brought a 3-0 lead to the bottom of the sixth. That lead is gone. The deal? Ground ball pulled to the right side, fielded by second baseman Wright. Flips it over to first. There's out number one. As Valdez takes third. Here comes Jorge Burgos. Lugnuts will be forced to bring the infield in. Winkler at third, Muncy at short, Wright at second, Batista Jr. at first. Time called. Pitching coach Don Schulze going to the mound. Jorge Juan is warming up in the Lugnuts bullpen. Lugnuts had led this game since the very first pitch. A home run hit by Caden Trenkel. They added a second run in that first inning. Johnny Butler singling in Daniel Susak. And then in the third inning, Max Muncy's homer made it 3-0. 3-0 it stood until here in the home sixth inning. Drogo and Frias going back-to-back with singles at the bottom of the order. And then the top of the order, Brito the two-run double. Valdez, the game-tying RBI double. Now with one out, Valdez at third, the pitch. Jorge Burgos grounds a base hit to right field. In comes Valdez, 4-3 Lake County. Burgos screeches to a stop around first. In comes the throw from Butler in right. That single pulled right through the right side in between Batista and Wright after the visit from Schulze. Burgos with his second hit of the game. Lake County leads. Now Isaiah Green, runner at first, one out, the pitch, swing and a foul tip, hung on to by Rodriguez, no balls, one strike. Green is grounded into a double play, and he struck out swinging. Now Lugnuts will have 7-8-9 coming up in the seventh. The pitch, check swing, it was high, on appeal, no, we did not go. One ball, one strike to Green. Junior's son, Keen Teen, waiting on deck. Burgos at first held on by Batista. Green does not chase a high fastball. Four runs in this bottom of the sixth inning. One out. Lake County now up by a run. Bro throws. Swing and a miss. Strike two. This next pitch will be Bro's 20th of the half inning. Here it comes. Buried it. Blocked well by Rodriguez.
Let's go, Captain.
3 balls and 2 strikes to Isaiah Green. Does Burgos run at first base? He does not. And the payoff pitches fly deep to left field. Back to the corner, Caden Schrenkel. He's looking up, and it's gone. Isaiah Green hits his first home run of the year. A 2-run shot to the opposite field. And now it's a 6-3 Lake County lead. Base is cleared off for Junior Sun Keen Team. Here's the pitch. That's hit on a fly, out down the left side. It's fading foul. Schrenkel the run, and he nearly overran it, but he snags it just beyond the pen. He hung on with all of his might by the fingertips to that foul out by Junior Sun Keen Team. Two down. Here's Victor Planchart. 6-3 Lake County. The offering. High and away. 1 ball and 0 strikes from Hunter Bro. Six base hits, 6 runs. 3 singles, 2 doubles, 1 homer. Bro misses up. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Planchart, who is grounded to second and struck out swinging. He is the 9th captain to hit in this bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch. Outside. And now it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. Planchard rarely plays. On the 3-0. Lash to left center field. On the run, Junior Perez dives but can't make the catch. It's to the wall, but Planchart fell down. He blew a tire as he ran first, and he only gets a single for his troubles. That baseball on 3-0 was scorched to deepest left center. Junior Perez went fully horizontal. Couldn't make the play, so it was up to Caden Schrenkel backing up to collect it at the wall, but Planchart was falling down. As he rounded first base, he hit hard, time called, and Planchard picks up his dignity. The 5-6 switch hitter from Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela, leads away from first with a single. Cesar Drogo now bounces foul up toward first. That's 7 base hits out of 9 batters in the starting lineup against Bro. And this pitch gets away, bouncing up the first base side. Planchart moves up to second. A wild pitch for Bro. Scoreboard reads 10 hits for Lake County. I believe that they have 11. Out hitting the Lugnuts 11-5, outscoring the Nuts 6-3. Lansing 1 out away from getting out of the 6th. The pitch. A ground ball past Hunter Bro. Second baseman Josh Wan right circles into field. Those to first for the out. And 10 batters and 6 runs later, the 6th inning is over. Lake County strands a runner in scoring position. We're going to the 7th inning. And the captains are 3 outs away from a doubleheader sweep. leading the Lugnuts 6-3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, this one got away from Hunter Breaux and the Lugnuts. Mitch Myers 5 scoreless. Hunter Breaux then 6 runs allowed in the bottom of the 6th inning. And Lake County is up 6-3. So a chance for Tyler Thornton to lock it all down now. 3 outs away from the victory. And what would be a doubleheader sweep and a 3rd consecutive win over the Lugnuts here at Classic Park. Danny Bautista Jr., Junior Perez, and Josh Wainwright are going to try to rally the Lugnuts back. It begins with the number 7 hitter, Danny Bautista Jr. He is 0-2 with a ground out to short and a fly out to right field. Tyler Thornton came out of the bullpen, struck out C.J. Rodriguez looking to end the top of the 6th. Roddy Roddy opening up the 7th. First pitch to Bautista. On its way. On the outside corner, strike called. I was looking over Tyler Thornton's numbers last year with Lynchburg and going, how in the world did they not promote him? His 0-1. Fouled straight back. Strike 2. I mean, Thornton in 30 appearances, 34 and two-thirds innings. 58 strikeouts, only 15 hits, and a 128 batting average against. What is that? The 0-2. Strike 3 called, inside corner, Thaniz. He struck out a second Lugnuts batter watching. He is moving the ball inside and out, and he's moving the plate all over on these Lugnuts hitters. How about Junior Perez? I would argue that his vulnerability last year, number one of his 15 hits allowed, 4 did go out of the ballpark, but it was the walks. He fires. Perez takes ball 1, swerving way outside. One out, nobody on in the 7th. Lugnuts down by 3. Ball 1 offering. Oh, up and in. Look out. Ball 2. What was that I was saying about his command can be lacking? When he was at Arizona State, he was a starting pitcher. Pitched at Arizona State in 2020 and 2021 after transferring from St. Mary's. Now, at St. Mary's as a freshman, a 2.71 ERA, 10-2 in 15 appearances, 13 starts, 94 strikeouts, and 76 and a third. And then off he goes to join the Sun Devils. A 2-0. Let's see if this pitch is closer. Swing and a miss. It was. Two balls and a strike on Perez. Hitter's pitch 2-1. Slider called strike two. In 2020, the pandemic year, 4 starts, 25 Ks, 7 walks, 24 innings. Came back in 2021, the ERA very high, 5.54. 78 strikeouts and 76 in the third, prone to the home run ball. 2-2, fouled straight back. And so he joins Cleveland. The Guardians looked at those numbers at Arizona State when he got knocked around, allowing 50 runs. They took him in the 17th round. They sent him to the bullpen. And his stuff has played up. The question is, will he make a mistake? Will the Lugnuts smoke it? Down 6-3, one out in the seventh. A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch for Junior Perez. Here it comes. Check swing, slider away. He went as the home plate umpire crossed. Strike three. Josh won right now, the Lugnuts' last hope, down to their final out. Down 6-3 in the seventh. The pitch, Thornton misses low and outside. Josh won has flied out very hard and deep to right. He is lined out very hard and deep to center. At bat number three, pitch number two, up and inside, ball two. We started this game at 7:23. We are not 2 hours in, not by a long shot. 2-0 from Thornton. Popped up, foul, out of play to the right side. Strike one. If Wright can keep things going, the top of the order would follow. And then you get Wright on, you get Caden Trenkel on. That would bring the tying run up into the batter's box. Couple of bridges to cross before that. On the 2-1. Swing and a miss at the high cheddar.
Let's go, Captain.
Now the Nuts are down to their very last strike. A 6-3 deficit after Lake County scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Here comes the 2-2. Outside. Count is full to Josh Wainwright. Light-colored bat in his hands. Open stance. Target down. Payoff. Swinging a foul out of play to the right side. No, sir, not yet.
Come on, Lake County, let me hear you.
3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Nuts. 6 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error for Lake County. Tyler Thornton straightens with a sign and the set. And again, a 3-ball, 2-strike pitch. Fouled up in the screen. Josh one step back. Climbs right back in from the right side. Windmills the bat around once. Planchart the catcher sets up in. Target low. Thornton delivers. Swerved it down and away. Ball four. It escapes Planchart. Josh Wainwright, no hurry, jogs up to first. He earns the walk. Lansing's not done yet. I tell you, he is locked in. Now Caden Trenkel. Trenkel is 1-for-3 with a home run to lead off the game. Flats to left and center since. Batting left. The right-hander throws. Up and inside for ball one. Jack Winkler in the on-deck circle. Potential game-tying run. What are the vulnerabilities for Thornton? He walks batters. He gives up homers. 1-0. High. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Now, what are the strengths for Thornton? He's very difficult to hit. He strikes out a lot of guys. He went strikeout to start up this inning. Kicks, offers. High again! He's behind Trenkle, 3-0. Here's a player reaches base pretty much half the time that he comes up there. If he walks, he'll have reached base 50% of the time here in game two. It's a three-ball offering. And the red light for ball four. A fastball high. And here we go. Tying run coming up in the person of Jack Winkler. Back-to-back walks to Wright and Trenkle. Catcher Planchart visits. Second baseman Brito jumping back and forth, tapping his heels against one another. Three more taps, four more, five more taps. Planchart back to home plate. No action in either pen. Jack Winkler, 1-for-3 with a single his last time up that he shot through the right side. Lancing down by 3. 2-1, 2-out in the 7th. Here's the pitch. Strike called at the letters. That's big for Thornton. Just to get him out of whatever funk that he was in. Winkler, the number 2 batter in the order. The toss. Sliders grounded through the left side. Base hit left field. A win, though, for Josh Wainwright. The throw to the plate is cut. Wright scores standing. RBI single by Winkler, and the Lugnuts trail 6-4. Trenkle stops at second. Two-hit game for Jack Winkler. His 8th RBI of the year leads the team, tying him with Johnny Butler. And now, Max Muncy as the potential go-ahead run. 2-1, 2-out. Lugs down by 2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Overeager, and he chased the slider down and away. It was not close. Muncy is 1-for-3 with a home run. His home run, he hit out to right field. Thornton comes set. Kicks, offers. Slider low and away. Muncy did not chase. Blocked by Planchart. This is the exact sort of batter that if Tyler Thornton misses and misses in the zone, the Lugnuts would take the lead. Tying runs on. Muncy the go-ahead run. The 1-1. Outside. And if Tyler Thornton continues to miss and walks Muncy, it would load up the bases for a pretty powerful hitter in his own right in Daniel Susak. And the Lugnuts warm up Jorge Juan in the pen in case there's the bottom of the inning. The pitch, swing and a miss by Muncy. 2-2.
Let's go, Captain.
So once more, the Lugnuts are down to their very last strike. On a long day of baseball, Trenkle and Winkler the runners. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Thornton strikes at Muncy. The ball game is over. Lake County sweeps the doubleheader. And the top of the 7th inning, one run for the Nuts on 2 walks and a Winkler single. 2 runners left on. Your final score, Lake County 6, Lansing 4. 4 runs on 6 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts in defeat. 6 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error for the Captains in the win. Captains improved to 8-4. Lugnuts fall to 6-6. Winning pitcher Tyler Thornton for Lake County. It's his first decision of the year. And the losing pitcher for the Lugnuts is Hunter Bro. That is also his first decision of the year. And the losing cause, the home runs by Muncy and by Trenkle, but also laud the effort by Mitch Myers, the right-hander, 5 scoreless innings. Unfortunately, it all went by the wayside as Lake County greeted Hunter Bro with 7 hits and 6 runs in the bottom of the 6th to catapult themselves to the win. They take the opener 3-2 in walk-off fashion in Game 1. They win Game 2 6-4. Tomorrow, 6:35 p.m., the scheduled first pitch for Game 4 of this six-game series, and the Lugnuts will throw right-hander Jacob Waters against the captain's right-hander Tommy Mace. 6:35 first pitch. I'll be on the airwaves with the pregame show earlier than that, and I expect, perhaps, that Adam Jaxa will be joining me. As far as tonight goes, I wish you a good night. This has been Lugnuts Baseball from Lake County, Ohio, in Classic Park. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday evening.